Hey guys, it's Monday on Day by Day, which means we are trying to deliver to you tips, tricks, encouragements about how you can be reading through the Bible on a daily basis. Last couple of weeks, we've had Luis Ortega here. He's been talking about a pretty extensive Bible reading plan. And last week, we learned that this is something that you do with your church. And you started talking just about the different types of engagements. And whenever I learned about this plan, Luis, whenever you were talking to me about it, my first thought was, this is for the varsity. This is for the elite Bible readers. But within a church, you throw it out there to the church and encourage everybody to do it, you've got all sorts of people, all sorts of different levels of maturity, and all different sorts of sanctification going on. So how have you seen this work in those different levels? Because last week you even mentioned about children reading along at rapid paces, maybe. So talk to me, because when I hear the plan, 30 days through the Bible, 90 days through the Bible, a year through the Bible, you know, and all that stuff, I'm thinking, yeah, this is the seminary student right here. But it's not, right?
It's not. It's for everybody. And of course, I pray that we're all in God's Word. And so rather than spending it in other areas, and so one of the beautiful pictures that I have in my mind growing up is actually sitting around as a family with my parents reading. And as children, we couldn't read that well. And of course, sometimes we would mispronounce some of the words, and that just caused some chaos and some laughter and some fun moments.
I still do that whenever I'm shooting over there in the other studio.
Yeah, so it happens to the best of us. There are some names in there that most of us can't pronounce, right? I forget, you know, Numbers and Leviticus. Some people joke that that's Hebrew for "I give up" or something, right? But it's fun to read it with the family and the kids and at church, and to encourage everybody. Most of us, even in some of at our church, they come from a background that they can't read that well. Well, hey, we use audio, or let the one that can read a little better. But you're still exposing yourself to God's Scripture from this standpoint. But those that have no formal education are doing this, where again they can participate and interact and learn. And in fact, I had mentioned we've used different acronyms, and there's one that even that we call TIME. So T is for text, and for I is for interpretation. M is for memorization, even just memorizing God's Word. And then the E kind of stands for exemplifying it, living it out before other believers, and then kind of witness to others. Of course, I mentioned also tacos. That's one that I enjoy. T is for text. A is for application. C is for camaraderie. So it's like the fellowship, right?
Okay.
And if you just have time for one taco, the O is for kind of oratory, oration, where you talk to God and talk to others about what you're learning.
Okay.
But if you have time for tacos, sometimes there's a double S, a double helping. The S is for serving and sharing, basically. So a double serving of salsa there. Maybe.
There you go.
But hey, we all eat physical food. We can all eat spiritual food. And
absolutely.
So we'll digest at different levels. So
absolutely. So when you're doing this as a church, Do you guys alternate back and forth between doing like tacos or time, or are all the people doing the same thing, or do you just say, here's some different ways to do it?
We've done the different ways, but we encourage right now we're all doing the same one.
Okay.
And so and we, in fact, we've also learned from BTCP, which kind of uses the three steps for understanding the Bible, which is observation, interpretation, and application. Those are our primary foundations when we look at a verse. Hey, what is it saying? We use the 5 W's and the H, right? The what, the when, the where, the why, and the how,
right?
Who and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes we do that more with our leaders. But hey, everyone can ask that question.
Absolutely.
I've often wondered, Cliff, hey, what commentary did the first people that wrote the first commentary look at? Right.
Right.
It's like, but rather than just spending time in God's Word,
yeah.
Of course, they researched and whatnot, but did they have commentaries to look at?
Right.
And so we could do that. The more time we spend with God's Word,
The
more we'll understand it. So whether you're a new believer or have been a believer for 20 years.
Well, in your own personal commentary, it grows. So you have some thoughts, but then whenever, like, if you have some thoughts as you're reading it through on the 30 days, but when you jump to that 90 days, those thoughts maybe get developed a little bit more biblically. And so your commentary it grows. It goes from being a devotional commentary to maybe a more pastoral type commentary or something like that.
Yes. And so, Cliff, for example, in our culture where I come from, normally the pastor is set up as the one that has all or if not most of the answers to the questions. Mm-hmm. But this process basically teaches the individual in the pew to kind of fish for themselves, if you will. Hey, you can ask these questions yourself about, hey, is there an attitude that I should avoid that's mentioned in this text, or should I imitate or emulate this? So in the application, right? And so sometimes we might be looking at a verse and there might not be something that's prescriptive to me. It might be just descriptive, but there's still a principle that I can learn from. So when you learn these little questions to ask, I think you can, everyone.
Yeah.
And we even encourage the non-believers to participate. So the way we formulate sometimes the questions, we read the text, the answer's there, and they participate. So so this is good for our church and for our self-growth.
Absolutely. So so here's the hack today. As we've talked about kind of this this plan that reads through the Bible rapidly and then slows it way down, you might think, like I did when I first heard it, that this was varsity-level stuff. But what better way to be introduced to the Bible than to get the main storyline and then begin slowing it down? So there is no varsity-level way to do quiet time. You know, one of the things that we talk about pretty frequently on here is that the point is not just to read the text, it's to meet with the Lord. And using those different acronyms, the time and the tacos, that's part of what helps us do that. And what a great thing, from whether you're a new believer or even pre that, an unbeliever, to get familiar with what we're supposed to be doing with God's Word. Thanks, Luis, for that. Until next time, we'll see you on Day by Day.